What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Gregaway back in the car. I'm trying to get in a rhythm of doing the Gregaways on the way to work because I've been fucking up lately, and it gets to be about 3 o'clock, which is when we do the afternoon podcast, and that's when I remember shit, I have a Gregaway to do. And you know, 2 days ago I audibled and had Snow Mike Mike do it. Yesterday I came out, saw Cool Greg, I was like, fuck, Gregaway. And I love doing Gregaway, don't get me wrong. This is just right now the day, like today is an insane day of I'm late to work because I hung out with Ben, which is great. I'm going to get there. I'm going to walk in. I'm going to do games daily. And then I am in meetings from 11 till 2:30. Like back to back to back. It's not my smartest thing. I'm sure some of these meetings won't go the full 30 minutes. These are phone calls mostly. So I can grab food or whatever. Anyways, yesterday I came around the corner, saw Cool Greg. I was like, fuck, Gregaway. And I did it. And then I got to the office late. And then I got home late. And I hate, you know, shortchanging Ben and Jen on time. I want to give them as much as possible, and that was like, you know, I kind of bent my rules yesterday and stayed later than 5:15, so I wasn't happy with that. So I was like, now I got to do Gregaway's on the way to work again, because I was always the plan is a yawn. This is how tired I am just to begin with today. It was always to do them, but then I started giving Barrett a ride, and I didn't want to make Barrett listen to it, and then Barrett, it was fun. Me and Barrett kind of gave up on the rides business to work, because my schedule was just too crazy. Today, he would have waited and waited and waited, and finally I would have been like, listen, bro, hanging out with the kid, gotta go. He's like, I get it. So, like, we just stopped worrying about that. I give him rides home once in a while. Anyway, so all that's a side fact. I'm trying to do Greg's in the morning. Gregaways in the morning. Greg's and eggs. Eggs and Greg's. And I'm doing it right now on the way to work. And the problem I have is that I like to be able to read your entire question, like listener mail, and respond to him then if I do it that way. But, like, on this way, I can't do that because I'm driving a car. And then I'm also, like, just in general, I'm driving a car. There's a technology side that the phone can't record me and let me look at my Patreon app. Beyond that, I'm also driving a car, so I probably shouldn't be reading. So today we will paraphrase a question from the one, the only, Ricardo Martin. Ricardo wrote it on the patreon.com/kindoffunnypost or kindoffunnygamespost, just like you can. Whenever I put up a Gregaway, of course, talk there, and then the next day I'll look at it, and maybe I pull you, maybe I don't, maybe I have something else to say. Eventually, all the games I'm playing right now that are under embargo will be up from embargo, and I can talk about that. Anyways, Ricardo was basically like, hey, Greg, I'm also a dad. I was wondering if Ben has done anything to really blow your mind or make you cry or yada, yada, yada. And his example was that, this is Ricardo, his daughter is Marvel Natasha, and his example was the other day that Marvel Natasha started singing the Avengers theme and asked to put on her Avengers space suit or time suit, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the sweatshirt they made that looks like the time suit from Endgame. And what I gotta do is full stop on the question and say, Ricardo, are you fucking with me? Are you fucking with me? Because, like, that sounds like a Greg story, like Rimothy or Paula, that you are such a big Marvel fan, you named your daughter Marvel Natasha. I'm not saying it's a bad name. 1,000% that is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, it'd be like, you know, if I named Ben Clark Kent Miller, you know what I mean? And then he sang the Superman theme or something. Like, are you fucking with me? Did you really name your kid Marvel Natasha? I have so many questions for you now that you need to follow up. If you want to do a vlog and link it as a thing, fine. If you just want to tweet, link it in your Patreon response, put your vlog there so everybody can see it on this one. I got questions, all right? You could also, if you want, just answer them in a Patreon comment on this post. It's acceptable. But so let's, from the top, Ricardo, from the motherfucking tippity top, is your wife as big a Marvel fan as you are? Did you meet your wife somehow through the Marvel Cinematic Universe / Marvel? Maybe you're old school Marvel comics. This is the craziest part of my fucking drive. I got to cross like 9 lanes of traffic in half a mile. How did any of this happen? Does she love MCU? Did you introduce MCU? Did she introduce MCU to you? Is it more than MCU? And because I'm assuming I'm right that, you know, Marvel comics, Captain Marvel, that's where, and Natasha for Natasha Romanoff, of course, the Black Widow. I'm assuming that's all on point. That's all real. So, like, what? How? Were you worried? Are you worried about the kid? Like, when she says that to her friends? And like, because again, I think it's dope as shit, but you know, kids make fun of everybody, so I guess they make fun of everything. It doesn't matter. I want to make sure. A 100% cards on the table. I am not belittling or questioning your decision. It's just, this seems like such a rubber stamp, not, I don't want to say dream scenario, but like, you know, what I talk about with Ben, right, was like, we did a whole naming we went around the block on naming the kid, right? And it was for a while, like, oh, pretty clearly it'll be Greg. Because, like, I'm Greg Miller, my dad's Greg Miller, his dad's Greg Miller, right? We change the middle names, and that's how you get away from the juniors and all that shit. And then, you know, once Ben was a reality, like, he was even grown in there, right? Jen and I had these conversations, like, well, that kind of sucks, right? Like, with all due respect to my dad and his dad, I'm the Greg Miller, right? Let's just be fucking honest right now. I've done more with this name than Ben would ever be able to do with it, or my dad or grandfather ever did. And so do we really want to saddle Ben with being Greg Miller, and then when the kids start Googling their names at school, all he sees is me being stupid and shirtless, and, like, he's never going to beat me in SEO results. You know what I mean? He'd have to do something either truly outstanding or horrific to beat me in SEO. So I was like, yeah, let's not do that, blah, blah. And so then it was like, you know, obviously so many people immediately, once we said, oh, you're going to name him Clark, you know, and we thought about it. And of course, like, I pushed, not pushed hard, I shouldn't say, because there was really no pushing. There was no, like, this is the name. You know, we made a whole naming, I want to say chart, but it was really, you ever brainstorm in a high school or creative writing where you write one idea in a circle and you put the lines off of it that have, like, tangential ideas. When Jen and I really didn't have the name, we did that at the kitchen table on a big old piece of brown paper. And it was like, you know, things that mattered to us. So, you know, like, for Jen, she did, like, Quebec in a circle and then names that came off of that. And then, of course, I did, yeah, you know, Ghostbusters, Mizzou, stuff like that, names that would come off of that. And we started, you know, toying around with that and trying to see what names were in multiple things on multiple for both of us and yada yada, blah, 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 blah. And so, anyways, where I'm going with this is, like, you want to get, was, of course, you know, I liked the name Jonathan, of course, for both Jonathan Kent, who I think is such a father figure for me and has, you know, really informed what I think of as a good father and what I'd want to be as a good father, both from Smallville, from comics, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then, of course, Superman's son is Jonathan in continuity as well. The current continuity, you know, main DC continuity. Because clearly there's been other kids. Anyways, though, I was like, you know, that would be a neat little thing for me because, you know, Clark Miller. But even with Jonathan, it was the same thing of, like, back to where I'm asking all these questions, Ricardo. It was this idea of, that is so me. If we named the kid Clark or Jonathan, right, like, everybody, oh, that would make sense for Greg's kid. Of course Greg's kid's going to be named Clark or John. Of course it's named Venkman, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, that's Greg's kid, and it's not, right? It is Greg and Jen's kid. Like, it's our kid. It's our it. He is our kid, right? But this time we're talking very nebulously, you know, of, like, what? Who Ben would become when we, you know, just knew there was a baby inside. Anyways. And so we totally backed. I was key in backing off of that. I'm like, listen, I'm not going to campaign for these names. Like, I want it to be our name. I don't want it to be my name. Ben isn't mine. He's at Portillo, right? Like, it's not like I am telling you what this is going to be or whatever. And so I want to know for you, Ricardo, in your vlog or comments, how this name came to be. What's up with that? Yada, yada, yada. I digress. You wanted to know if I've had a moment with Ben, like the moment you just described, with your daughter. And I have, yeah. For me, it was, you know, I put him one morning or afternoon for an afternoon nap. Yeah, I put him down in his Superman PJs. So, you know, the full-on, you know, Superman outfit, right? You know, blue jammy bottoms, the blue jammy top with the Superman symbol on it and the little belt. And it's from The Gap. It has little glasses on the belt, or Superman's belt. And so when Ben woke up, before I went to change him into anything or get him dressed, it might have been in the morning, but I think it was, yeah, it was definitely in the afternoon. I opened, his closet was open, and I saw one of the capes that the Kind of Funny guys had given us at 4th of July when Jen was still pregnant. They had gone to Six Flags and one of those crazy, you know, stories that we talked about on the podcast. And they had bought for the unborn Miller baby both a hero cape and a villain cape from Six Flags. And so one of them's the Superman one, and it's, you know, a hero in training or whatever, but it's got the S on the back. And I saw that in there. And so I busted that out and I put that on him. And then I went into the kitchen. He came running in. Jen saw him. And then I told Alexa to play the Superman theme. And that started going, and he was running around with the cape going, and I started crying because it was just so awesome. Like, what a fucking amazing moment. You know what I mean? And it's another one of those, like, you know, this parenting gig is awesome and it goes so quick. Like, that's what everybody says. It goes so fast. You know, we're a year and a half in now with Ben. And the way that he changes day to day, week to week, month to month, like, to be there and be cognizant of the fact that, like, wow, he's running. You know what I mean? Like, this guy was barely walking at Christmas, right? Yeah, I think he just started in December. It was like right after Thanksgiving. He finally was really, really walking on his own, unassisted. Now he's running around and stuff. Like, it was a real special moment of like, man, like, I'm in the moment right now of how awesome this is to have Ben being fucking super cool right now. And of course, to appreciate it and not let it go and, like, you know, look back on that. And I have so many photos and videos of that. It's my background, actually, of him dressed up in his little Superman thing. And I did put up an Instagram post of it from behind of him with the cape out. And, like, so you can go see that. It doesn't give you the full effect, but that was super, super special. But Ricardo, I'm more interested in you and Marvel Natasha. So please let me know in the comments on this Patreon post about that. And maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Maybe people just have to read about it there. But either way, until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.